Blog Talk Radio.
More Steel Records.
You can come to the palace if you want to. My crew's serving with the truth that I hurt you. Run and go and tell them haters it's your curfew. It's the palace, royalty is a virtue. You can come to the palace if you want to. My crew's thorough with the truth that'll hurt you. Run and go and tell them haters it's your curfew. It's the palace, royalty is a virtue.
Walk from reloaded, steps into the palace. Better check your matters for fine divine savage. Not average, sonny, I'm rich money. A king among men from sin to pure ugly. Hug me polite, Levine, I spit wine. And turning back the water, your order, order mine. Reality, relationship, you better get a grip. KL and Tiffany, the magnificent. God omnipotent, Sunday spiritual. I'm so polite when I answer if you're miserable. So visual, the mayor, the player. I put the rose from my garden to my heat there. New York Nixon, my queen is a vixen. 1257, now if you're glisten. Love like loyal, my point is pure oil. My phone keeps ringing from dude's house, spoil.
You can come to the palace if you want to. My crew's thorough with the truth that I hurt you. Run and go and tell them haters it's your curfew. It's the palace, royalty is a virtue. You can come to the palace if you want to. My crew's thorough with the truth that I hurt you. Run and go and tell them haters it's your curfew. It's the palace, royalty is a virtue.
Love, entertainment, I name it and I claim it. Bring the gospel on that, turn us out, untainted. A messenger of light, I'm sitting to the night. My poetry is pain, every Ben Ross right. Step into Dallas, I educate Alice. Old school to new school, playing pure ballad. Divinely inspired, first to approve. This is a diva squad on the move. Rachel and DC, gotta take it easy. Start to feel good, real good when you need me. Rich money, I rhyme, survive all your lives. Most high too good, so I keep saying I. Why parable, GQ, not comparable. Out of line, disconnect, won't even air the fool. Street apostle, far from a fossil. Make a major move, GQ, with colossal.
You can come to the palace if you want to. My crew's thorough with the truth that I hurt you. Run and go and tell them haters it's your curfew. It's the palace, royalty is a virtue. You can come to the palace if you want to. My crew's thorough with the truth that I hurt you. Run and go and tell them haters it's your curfew. It's the palace, royalty is a virtue. You can come to the palace if you want to. My crew's thorough with the truth that I hurt you. Run and go and tell them haters it's your curfew. It's the palace, royalty is a virtue. You-
All right, Dawn and Divas. I want to give a shout out to my man Faith Walker and Radius P for that GQ Palace theme intro. It is fire. Now, to put y'all on track of what's going on, last week we had a repeat show. I see a lot of people checked it out, which is a good thing. As y'all know, the 19th of this month, we had something going on with Nonstop Media. It was crazy. Coco Chanel was in the building. Video City was in the building. Pioneers, Desert Storm, Rough Riders. It was a real good thing. Go check it out on Facebook. We had a lot of things going on. We have part two coming up July 14th with the Hip Hop Parade as well. By the way, my name is Rich Money. Just to let y'all know, I'm pretty sure I believe y'all know me now. And I am the host for DQ Palace Love and Entertainment. I'm a little off track tonight, dealing with the weather, a little under the weather. So I'm a little off track tonight, but I'm going to get it going for y'all. So tonight, we have a spectacular show for y'all. We have Bola with the GQ General Question. I'm not even going to try to pronounce his last name. I'm going to keep it real with you. I'm going to let him come on and say that. And then we have my man Faith Walker coming on with Radius P. And we're going to play some of these smashing joints that they got hit in the nation real hard. You know what I mean? Also, it's been a lot of things going on where a lot of kids been getting hurt and, hit by cars and cops with the kids. We got to look out for our kids, y'all. We got to take care of our kids, because ain't nobody going to look out for them better than we are. Now, tonight we're going to end the show a little early. We're only going to go 2 hours tonight. But starting June 1st, We're going to go back into our regular time, 6 to 9. We got a special guest coming up June 1st, so make sure you tune in. excuse me. Don't forget, June 8th, we got Black Silk All White Affair 17th year anniversary going down at the Fusion on Boston Road. And Swagger got his joint going down at the Tavern the same day. I know he also got something going on the 28th at some nude spot. I'm going to fill y'all in with that. But what I want to do right now, I want to get into this general question. So we're going to take this one song break, and we're going to come back with Bola with his GQ general question. This is Rich Money, GQ College, Love and Entertainment. Butter, baby. Dons and Divas. Welcome back to Love and Entertainment here on GG College Radio. Now, the general question person, Bola, supposed to be calling in. He's overseas or somewhere where our time frame is different. So, for the meanwhile, I'm going to forward with his topic. And his topic is mainly, why do fathers have to go to court to get custody rights or visitation rights for their own kids, their own children, pardon me. Me personally, I feel like this. I feel, you know, if you're a father and you're taking care of your business, there should be no reason why you should have to go to court to get custody. In society nowadays, the mother always gets custody of the child. You understand? So my thing is, what if the mother is not doing what she's supposed to be doing? Why should the father actually go to court to get custody of this child if the mother's not doing what she's not doing what she's supposed to be doing? Now, it's a prime factor that you have some mothers out here, not all, but you have some mothers that don't do right by their kids. You know, when they reach a certain age and the father's not around, they feel like, okay, well, they let the boyfriend take control of the situation. I feel like if the father is around, don't let the boyfriend take control. You understand? My lines is on fire. Females, if you want to call in, also, if you want to join in a topic, the number 646-200-3838, press 1. So go on the air to give your point of view and join in a convo, or you can stay on the line to hear the show. Me personally, my theory, if you're a good father, and the mother know you're a good father, you got some mothers that use children as pawns, you understand? So they feel like, okay, if they got that custody, what comes after custody? The child support. You understand? So now you got to deal with the custody battle and the child support of giving the mother who's actually not taking care of this child. Like I said, because there is some mothers out there that is also deadbeats that's not taking care of this child and using the money for her own personal use instead of taking care of that child like she's supposed to. If you got a situation, and a lot of people say take it to court, but if you think about the court system now, it's like the majority of time it goes for the mother. I don't know whether it's because of situation, me personally, whether it's because she gave 9 months of birth or she carried the baby for 9 months and she goes through a sickness. But me personally, I feel like a mother should not always have custody of the child, and the father should not go to court to get custody of the child if the mother is doing wrong. Because you got the mother that say, oh no, you can't see your child, no, you can't see him. And then you got to go to court and get the visitation rights. Especially if you're a good father and you're taking care of your children and you're doing what you're supposed to be doing. The system, I think, is screwed up in a lot of ways. Like, some people want to blame the parents in certain situations. And society, to me, is just out of control right now. They are really out of control. What I want to do right now, I'm going to take a quick song break, and I'm going to come right back, and we're going to try to get in touch with Bola and hear his point of view on this topic. So stay right there and don't move. This is Rich Money, Love and Entertainment, and GG Palace Radio.
Mic check, 1, 2, 1, 2. All the ladies in the club, if you wanna go home with G-Ball, do it like show a little skin if you wanna get ghost. Back it up real close if you wanna get ghost. Come on, take another shot, yeah baby, have a toast. Time to get it in, let's drink, let's smoke, co-fam. Yeah, I like the way she's doing that. Let's get ghost, drop it low, then you bring it back. Let's get ghost, got me going off a sex drive. Let's get ghost, seen enough, baby, let's ride. Let's get ghost. All the girls in the club know I do it right. I keep a couple bad dime pieces on the side. Guess I'm the man, understand, and it's every night. Come on, quit the song and get up what you want. Let's get ghost. That's right, we can disappear. Tell you all the freaky things that you wanna hear. I'm all up in your ear, trying to get up in your head. We can skip the club and go jump up in my bed. She said, slow down, why you in a rush? She wanna grind, homie, but I really wanna touch. It really ain't enough, mommy made me wanna get it in. All night, private party room 310. She amazing, but I ain't got patience. Shorty got style, and she hot like Cajun. Blazing fly, first name Raven. 3624, black and Asian. All black in the VIP. Fitted cap so low, you can't see ID. What's that peep game? You don't know about me. I got the keys to the handcuffs, wanna be free? Now let's ride. Yeah, I like the way she's doing that. Let's get go. Drop it low, then you bring it back. Let's get go. Got me going off my sex drive. Let's get go. Seen enough, baby, let's ride. Let's get go. Cause all the girls in the club know I do it right. I keep a couple bad dime pieces on the side. Guess I'm the man, understanding this every night. Come on, quit the stall and get up, but she falls and kick. This ain't a pop song, this a hot song. Grown women who ain't shy, gon' show your thong. Get loose, great goose, sure to do the job. She let me grab it ass off like a cotton swab. I feel good, yes sir, it's Friday. G'd up, rockin' down a la Sante. Drink a shot straight, no chaser. I'm your girl's choice, I don't chase her. But she feeling me and really see. Why you in the club with your girl steady grilling me? Definition of a Mac, grade A, the epitome. I'm here for a while, so you haters can't get rid of me. Yeah, 3 in the morning and I'm ready to go. Feeling freaky, so she dropping it low. Two-stepping with a bottle of Moe. Let's do a trick like Houdini, baby. Let's get ghost. What a smoke. Yeah, I like the way she's doing that. Let's get ghost. Drop it low, then you bring it back. Let's get ghost. Got me going off a sex drive. Let's get ghost. I seen enough, baby. Let's ride. Let's get ghost. All the girls in the club know I do it right. I keep a couple bad down pieces on the side. Guess I'm the man, understanding this every night. Come on, quit the stall and get up with your ball and kick. Yes, I'm the man, understand. She take it all off without the grams in my hand. But you gotta pay. I label you a trick. What you missing is the game. Me, I'm real slick. Take notes, write it down for a bounce. I play smooth, go hard when it counts. Dig that, hit it, gotta come it back. Reverse, it's hard not to get attached. True facts, got a girlfriend with her. Tag team, please follow me like Twitter. Go get her, down piece, gorilla. Flow spitter, fire freaks, smoke liquor. I got the combination for the time when you life, right? All you gotta do is hop aside for the night. Baby whispered in my ear that she ride like a bike. But I need to feel the truth when they're talking to my mic. 1, 2, yeah, I like the way she's doing that. Let's get go, drop it low, then you bring it back. Let's get go, got me going off a sex drive. Let's get go, I seen enough, baby, let's ride. Let's get go. All the girls in the club know I do it right. I keep a couple bad dime pieces on the side. Guess I'm the man, understanding this every night. Come on, quit the stall and get up with your ball and get go.
Yeah. Once again, DAMG, baby. Cold fan. Serious.
All right, Don DeVito, welcome back to the palace. I'm trying to perk myself up a little here because I'm a little under the weather. But we're going to get through this. We have our first call on the line. Hello, caller, are you there?
Yes, I am. Hello.
And how are you?
I am good. How are you?
A little under the weather, but I'm making it through today.
All right. Hope you feel better.
Yeah. Did you hear the topic for this evening?
I heard a little bit of it. If you can repeat it for me.
Okay. Why is it that fathers have to go to court to get custody of visitation rights for their children?
Wow. And I think because in a lot of cases, the mother, depends on the situation, you know, especially if, let's just say that the mother is on the social services and, or either she's being a bitch, excuse my language, and, you know, put him up for child support. It's just the norm. I think it's because it's the norm.
Okay, I understand that, but why is it determined that the mother automatically get custody?
Well,
now, you got mothers out here that's just as bad as some fathers, and they automatically get custody. Understand.
A lot of mothers. There
and
are
they can
a
go
lot
to court
of mothers.
And still get custody.
I think most judges are prejudiced when it comes to the custody thing and the child support thing. Like I said, it's the norm. Judges are used to, everyone's used to that when and especially nowadays, it's more seen, I know I see it nowadays, where a lot of the mothers are deadbeat. I also know that there are a lot of rights that these men do have that they don't know that they have. If they research, there's a lot of rights that they do have that they don't utilize, and a lot of judges know that, and they use that against that father that's uneducated to the system, and automatically just put them on child support, make them have to go through the court system. It's a money making. It's a money making industry.
Okay. Good response. Well, hold the line, cause we don't have a ball with this. I have another caller on the line. Hello, caller, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, did you hear the topic for this evening?
Yes, I did.
Okay, and what's your point of view on it?
It's messed up. I'm sorry. I hope you feel better, Rich Money. I think it's a messed up situation. I think that it's unfair to a certain degree, you know, where there are a lot of mothers out there that use their kids as pawn, you know. Like, I'm pulling my kid off for the child support money at this point. You know what I mean? I think that that's what it's about at this point. It's the money. To me, it's the money. And as soon as the mother and the father break up, unfortunately, you know, somebody's going to court. You know, and to me, from like what I've been seeing, is not only is somebody going to court, but it's usually the father who either left or whatever the case was, and now the parents are not together. And now the mother's like, all right, well, I'm gonna keep you broke. I want your money, you know.
Yeah.
And not only, you know, that, but once the father's like, all right, well, listen, you know, I ran across hard times or whatever the case was, and it gets to the point where it's like, well, you can't see your kids because you didn't give me no money. You know, it's a money factor.
Yeah.
I think it's unfortunate, you know.
I also think it's the system. I'm sorry, excuse me. My phone lines is on fire. If you want to join in the topic, just press 1 to go on the air and give your point of view, or you can stay on the line and hear the show. If you're on your PC, the number to call, 646-200-3838. And press 1 as well, or go on the air. You can stay on the line and hear the show. Now, I understand what you're saying, but my thing is, what makes the right, what made it right for the mother to automatically get custody? You understand what I mean? Okay, I understand she carries the baby for 9 months, and, you know, she goes through the sickness, but us men play good, you know, we do our part too. I got sick a couple of times.
But I think the problem with that is that, yes, the mother does carry, you know, the baby for the 9 months, and then the baby is born. And for a lot of situations, it's automatically like, okay, whoever the child lives with, that's the custodial parent, you know? So, therefore, that's just, I mean, I'm not going to say it's law, but that's kind of like written in stone. It's like, all right, you carry the baby, you have the baby lives with you, so you are the custodial parent. I think where a lot of, I'm going to say parents in general, they go wrong is after the baby's born, and now there's a custodial parent and a non-custodial parent. The non-custodial parent means the child does not live with that parent. You know, so they become a non-custodial parent, where at that point, I believe it's up to both parents to either come to an agreement, or if you can't come to the agreement, then you need to go to court and get joint custody. And a lot of people nowadays, they feel like they don't have to go and get joint custody. No, you do, because if you get joint custody, you have a say-so. If you don't get joint custody, you have no say-so when it comes down to a lot of things with the children.
Mm-hmm. That's a perfect example of what we're talking about today. We should not have to go to get joint custody, have say-so on our child. You understand? I feel like that's not right. Like the last caller just said, she was like, you know, it's like a prejudice thing. And to me, that's what it's starting to seem like, because if I'm doing what I'm supposed to do and I'm playing my part as a father and you're not playing your part as a mother and you know you're not playing your part, and when you go to court, you know they're going to vouch for you, so now you're going to use your kids as a pawn. And to me, that's a bad thing upon society when it comes to us men that's really taking care of our children.
Right. I think it's unfortunate, but I think at the end of the day, if, just hypothetically speaking, if you lay down and you have children out of wedlock and you have children with someone that you think you're going to be with a lifetime, and in all reality, you're not with that person for a lifetime, and then you guys break up and it's not on good terms, then unfortunately, but you do need someone else to step in and help regulate the situation because the two parents are not getting along. To me, I think it's not like, you know, someone knocks on your door and says, hey, let's go to court. No, the court should be the last resort because the parents cannot come to a mutual agreement themselves.
Mm-hmm.
That's when they step in, but they don't just come and say, hey, come to court. Let me, you know, step in and regulate your household for you. You know, there's no mutual agreement.
Yeah, I agree with you on that. But you have some mothers, you know, I'm sorry, I got to pull that, but you do have some mothers that regardless of the fact, you could go to a mutual agreement, but still, then you still got the sneakiness. Now, what about the mothers that have the kids and their father not with them, but they got their boyfriend hitting on the kid? You know, you understand? And the kid's father still comes around. I feel like regardless of the fact, you know, that's not your son, that's not his son. So why do you have this man chastising your son when his father's there to do it? You understand? Because you have a lot of females that does that. So how do you categorize a situation like that?
Wow.
I mean, like, what could possibly be done? You know? And then it comes down to the point of going to court. Now you're going to court for the situation. You understand? And then that's where the pawns come in for the kids. Then when the kids get older, and the mother was already treating them bad, now she don't want to be bothered with the kids. Because now they're out of control. So now you want the real father to step in on the situation.
Yeah, I think that's messed up. But I'm going to also say, and please don't take it wrong, anybody, I think that some people are not meant to have children. You know,
oh, I agree. I agree.
You know, children are gifts, but some people are not meant to have them. I think that they should really seriously think about it. Once they, okay, yes, I'm pregnant, what should I do? Or before they get to that step, they should say, you know what, maybe we should use some type of protection because I'm not going to be the best mother that I could possibly be. Well, I'm not going to be the next father, you know, the best father I could possibly be. So I think
right.
that it's very unfortunate, you know, but I just think that some people shouldn't be parents, you know. I'm sorry.
I agree.
I agree with you too, because like nowadays, got the parents out here that's trying to be friends with their children instead of parenting them. That's why society is so bad as well. You understand? But a simple fact that they're not taking parenting like they're supposed to. They're treating their
right.
children as their friends instead of their parents. Which
yeah,
boils down
do
to me, personally, I think a lot of parents are scared of their kids.
But see, I think they spend too much time trying to be their friend than trying
yep.
to be their parent. I think that's the problem, is that when you either you have a child at a young age and now that's your friend, that's your new best friend right there, you know. And
yep.
I think that when you try to have them be your friend or try to relate to them on a friend level and not a parent level, I think that's where everything gets confused and that gets messed up, because the child is only going to respect you on a friend level, and they could disrespect their friend at any given time if they really want to. But at the same time, a parent has to demand a certain amount of respect. A parent has to treat that child like, you know what, I want what's best for you. I'm going to encourage you. I'm going to lead you. I'm going to guide you to do the right thing. And I think a lot of parents nowadays is because they got pregnant young and they have no clue, you know, or they got pregnant older and they still have no clue. But that's what's wrong with society nowadays is that parents are trying to be friends and they're not standing up for themselves or what they should, you know, how they should raise their kid the right way.
Mm-hmm. Well, you hit it right on the head.
I definitely agree with you on that. But my thing with that is she hit it on the head. But you have a lot of ways of going about it with society nowadays. You know, you can't even speak to the parent about their child. Because if you speak to them about their child, and they're going to take it upon, don't tell me how to raise my child, when you're not raising your child correctly from the get-go. So it's bad enough they don't want to take advice from you, from somebody who knows exactly about parenting. Excuse me.
True.
That knows that's about true. Parenting.
And like the uh-huh. lady said, a lot of people, again, have no business having children. Wish that they would screen people even become of a certain age to, you know, to be able to have children. Some of these people really need to be screened once they become a certain age.
I agree. I think that... I'm sorry, Rich Money. I think that when you have someone that is a parent or someone that's been around enough kids to be able to guide you and help you when it comes down to raising their children, I think that some people should really be open to listen to it. And I think that they're not. I think they have the I know it all. They have the I know it all syndrome, where that's what they depend on.
Okay, I definitely agree with that. I definitely agree with that. And that's the bad part of it as well, also. Now, could that come from the fact of these kids being raised from their present parents, from their past, from their parents? Is that why they treat their kids like that? Or is it from the fact of them just not knowing, you know, what to do so they become their friends? You understand what I mean?
Ignorance comes from ignorance. A lot of old families, you have so much in the household. The parents pass it on to their children, and then they pass it to their children, and you got a whole family full of just ignorant people.
Okay.
Right? Ignorance.
Mm-hmm. Hold on. We have another caller. I want to bring them on. Hello, caller. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hello.
Yes, I'm calling about the topic of why do fathers always have to go to court to get custody and visitation rights?
Yes.
Well, actually, I'm going through that myself with my son's father, and I have full custody. He still have rights, but as far as visitations, I allow him to see his son, but to take him, no, because he's not a good role model at all. He smokes, he drinks. He's into multiple sex partners. You know, I feel that he has nothing, you know, right to teach my child. So,
go ahead, finish.
So, for, you know, you have to think about the child and what's right for the child mentally, physically. And, you know, is that going to be the proper upbringing for your child? Do you want your child around that kind of environment? So some, not all dads, but some dads, they don't deserve visitation or custody.
Okay, I understand that. Now, like you said, this, you know, your baby father, he drinks, he smokes. It's obviously that's what he's been doing, so he came to the fact of he's going to continue to do it. You understand? Which, me personally, is not a good role model. You understand? I have three boys. So to me, he's not a good role model. But... do you think it's right that the fact that you have to take him, tell him he can't take it? Now, if he go to court, he's still going to wind up getting visitation rights anyway. He's going to wind up getting his son.
Well, actually, we've been through this before. we've been through the court system already, and he failed to show up for visitations. This is actually my third time going back to court.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he went. We went the first time, and he only showed up. We had to do three visits for an hour. He showed up one time, and that was it. The second time, he took me back. He never showed up. Now this is the third time, so it's like a game with him, you know. He can't get what he wants from me, so he want to take it out on me in the courts, and I want to do what I want to do because that's still my son, too. So, you know, a lot of guys are just a waste of time. Not all guys are like that. Just some.
Mm-hmm. I agree with you. In your case, you'll feel like maybe he just haven't grown up yet. And he don't realize how
and he's 40.
How important
he's 40.
It is. Wow. Yeah, he don't he to me, no offense, but he sounds like he's an adolescent.
Very much
yeah.
So.
Yeah.
You
mentally,
understand?
Yes.
Yeah,
if you have a son, that's the first thing. Every guy wants. They want their little man with them. No offense, a little girl. Little girls be with their mama too, you know, no daddy's little girl. But every guy wants their little man with them and want their little man, you know, their son to actually come up like them where, okay, we're doing a positive thing here. We're going to work. I need you to go to work, you know, take care of the house, take care of your moms, you know, do what you have to do. To me, on his situation, sometimes he's more into his friends.
Yeah.
And getting high and drinking and smoking. And if he don't realize how special and how important his son is to him, then he ain't gonna never realize it.
Right. We've been going through this for almost 3 years already. We've been, even when he was born, he denied him when he was born. Then he had the opportunity to come be around him when he finally took the DNA test, and he just still chose not to come around. You see, I think it's a game with him. When I come around, when I want to come around, and, you know, you let me in and out, is if I can still sleep with you. You know, it's more so, I believe, it's about me than the child.
Exactly.
So when he can't have his way, then he wants to use the child. But I want to see my son. You know, some guys, they're just foolish. And they don't deserve a chance with their child at all.
Exactly. See, I don't mean to get in your business, like you said, with the sex part. That's what it mainly is about.
Yeah.
It's mainly about the sex part. So if you, I don't know if you are, if you ain't, but if you is,
No, I'm not.
Make sure, you know, you have something, because it sounds like to me that he is just playing a lot of games with you.
Yeah.
That's all he's just playing games with you. And he want to just get you to the point where you ask me. He want to get you to the point where you want him to say, where he wants you to say, don't even come back no more.
Right.
So he could tell a court if y'all go back. Well, she told me not to come back no more.
Right.
You understand? So he's failing to do his responsibilities as a man, and which your son is going to realize that. You understand?
And that's another thing. I think
kids
when
are
I
always
say,
watching.
Right, and
exactly.
I think when I say when it messes with the mental for with the child, they see these things, you know. One minute you're here, the next minute I'm not. Some children be scarred with that as they grow. You know, I had a friend that just wondered why my dad didn't want me. One minute he was here, the next minute he wasn't there. So, you know, in some cases, it's when guys need to go to court to get custody or visitation rights. I think that is good that they don't get it, because a lot of these guys, it's just, you know, a way to get back at the mom or the way to get on her nerves, because he can't get to her no other way except for taking her back to court here and there.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I have to agree with you on some parts of that, because a lot of, you know, some guys do it, but you have the mothers that uses the kid as a pawn.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. You do have these vindictive females. Most definitely, these scorned females that just can't move on, and I agree with you 100%.
Yeah, and see, and that's what also damages the child. You understand?
Right.
Because who's to say she's actually what she's actually telling the kids? You understand? And
right.
This goes for the younger ones, like the 5 years old, 6 years old, that they're young, that really understands what's going on.
Right.
You understand? And you got some mothers that are telling their kid, well, your father didn't want to come see you today. That sticks in those children's heads.
Yes. Well, you know what? I can add on to this, because with my situation with my son's father, he also has three other children. He has three daughters. My son is his first son. Now, he denied my son because of his daughter's mother from the beginning, and he didn't want to see him. She told her daughters that daddy has another family. He doesn't want to be bothered with you guys, so on and so forth. Yeah, so in that sense, you know, it was a big deal with me and my son's dad. And I feel, you know, if you can deny your son for a long period of time because of your kid's mother's telling your daughters that, then you don't need to be around him.
Well, I agree with you.
You don't need to be around him. And then you go, you know, he went and he started telling his family this story. She won't let me see my son. She won't let me do this. She still wants to be with me. But when given an opportunity, every time he comes around me, it's about me and not about the kid. You know, I'll distance myself so he can get acquainted with his son. And he doesn't want to be, you know, get acquainted with his child. If I'm in the other room, my child will start crying. Why is he crying? Because he done hit him or did something to make him cry, and I have to come running. What was wrong with him? Oh, I told him to stop, and he wouldn't stop. First of all, you're just here to get to know him, not to put your hands on him. That's for starters. Second,
Wait. I don't mean to laugh. I understand what you're saying. And I'm going to be truthful with you, okay, from a man's point of view. I understand exactly what you're saying. And I feel like if it comes down to any man, regardless of the fact, what they're doing, I feel like you should not tell. This is just my theory.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm going to say me. I'm going to be like, if I don't come around and see my boys, because I have three boys, I have three girls. If I don't go to see my boys, I don't see them for a while, or whatever the case is, you know, and I'm in that situation, and I decide to hit them, I feel like, regardless of the fact, I'm their father. You understand?
Okay, you've been in your children's life, right?
I'm in all my kids' life, yes.
Exactly, so you have that privilege. You understand? You've not one time denied any one of your children. I'm assuming you have not denied any one of your children, right? All right, and you've been there for your child. I mean, it's not one time your child has been 1 or 2 years old and you've been thirsty to hit them because they didn't stop what you told them to do. I mean, they're children, they're babies. They're not going to know.
Yeah.
You have to tell them. You can't just automatically keep putting your hands on them. And again, like I said, you're just getting to, you know him, or whether you daddy or not, you're just coming around. That's like letting a stranger hit on my child. That's how I see it.
Yeah.
Okay. I understand. I understand you. I understand exactly. I'm with you 110%. But I just feel like there's certain situations that could be avoided, because that could actually lead to something. You understand? Like you said, the person, they might smoke or drink or whatever. But when you smoke and you drink, it also builds up your temper. You understand? And if he hits his child, and you say, yo, you came here to see him, don't put your hands on him, that's going to draw a conflict with certain, not students, just speaking in general, but a certain man, because the first thing a man might say is, what you telling me not to hit my child for, regardless of the fact of how long I see him, or when I wasn't here, whatever the case is. You understand what I mean?
I understand exactly what you're saying, but you have daughters, right?
Yes, I have daughters. I have three girls.
Right. So, say one of them had a baby, and daddy is a knucklehead, you know, and now after how many years, the guy is just coming around, and he pops your grandchild. This is like the first time him even meeting a kid. How would you feel about it, Dad?
Okay, I'll be exactly with you. I'll be like, listen, that's my grandson.
You came here to know the kid.
I understand. This is what I would tell him. Me being a man, I would tell him, I'd be like, I understand the fact that that's your son. You understand? I wouldn't get all upset and like yell and scream at him.
I would explain
it to him. You know, I understand that's your son. But, you know, slow down and, you know, take it one step at a time. And, you know, let's see how it works from there.
Right.
You understand? I'm not telling you, you know, you can't hit your child. I'm saying that's your child, but that's my grandchild. You understand? you know, like
the fact
like you said,
of the matter
you
is,
you know them.
We exactly. We don't even know you like
now,
that. So relax.
Now, if he come at me and he's like, "Well, listen, I understand you're the grandfather, but I'm his father." You
then you're gonna say, "So where you been all this time?" You know,
I
mean, where you been all this time? Now you want to claim daddy? Where you been?
Keep your hands in
your pocket. If you can't control yourself, put your hands in your pocket or leave.
Some people just need that talk, and sometimes they really have to realize, because you got some grown men out here, they're adolescents. You understand?
Very much so.
You got a young man mind and a grown man body.
Right,
so
you're
like,
absolutely right.
You have to talk to some of them to make them realize, you know, like, all right, listen, this is what's going down. You know, it's time for you to grow up. It's time for you to, you know, take care of your responsibilities. So all you can do is talk
to them. I don't mean to go off track about that, but it's still kind of on the same topic. But, you know, when you say that a lot of these grown men are adolescents, some of them, it also comes from personal issues deep down inside. That they don't know how to, you know, come about and talk about it, or, you know, how to say something is wrong with them, so they react to certain situations.
Okay.
You understand what I'm saying, right?
Exactly. Yes, I do. We have another caller. I want to bring the caller on real fast. He's running on topic.
Okay.
Hello, caller. Are you there?
Hello, hello, hello?
Yes, you want to hear.
What's going on, man? It's Chick. How y'all doing over there?
Hey, what's going on, Chick?
What's going on? I was listening to everything that's been going on, man. I think it's a real delicate topic because it's like to each your own, you know. I think that when you talk about this doing things in this relationship, she's right, because if you know the man that you're dealing with, you already know his temperament, his attitude, what he puts you through. So you already know what you want to be presenting to that child. So, you know what I mean? Like, if I was around, if I had a son I was raising and his mother wasn't around, and she came around and did certain things, I'd be more individual to things that's going on. I would try to give her enough burden to hang herself, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But if there ever came to a time when there's a conflict between what I'm teaching, I had to step in. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly. I understand what you're saying. Now, who's the female that was just talking? I never got your name.
Sade.
Okay. Now, we have another man on the line. I want you to explain the situation about the hitting to him, and I want to hear his response.
Okay. I'm sorry, I didn't get your name. Say your name again.
My name is Chick.
Chick. All right, hi, Chick. How you doing? Now, the situation was, dad is just coming around wanting to get to know his son after 3 years. So when I leave the room, you know, so they can have daddy and son time, I have to come back running out the room to see what's going on with the kid, because he's crying because dad spanked him, popped him. And so my thing is, you're coming here to get to know him, not to put your hands on him. And you're just coming into the picture. Am I right or am I wrong?
I would have put his ass out.
Okay, hands down.
You talking about day one? We ain't talking about day seven or day eight. Day one?
No, they are 2 years old. Well, going on three.
No, what I meant was the first day he's doing daddy time again, he trying to put the law down?
Yeah. You trying to put the paws on the...
I mean, at this time, it should be nothing but nurturing.
Exactly.
At this time, it should be nothing
exactly.
but nurturing.
Exactly. You understand
can't
where
be,
I'm coming from.
It can't be nothing else. But if there was a time during this conversation, like, I don't see how it would come up for me to be stern during our first conversation. It's just like when Forrest Gump met his son. He sat down and watched cartoons to him. It's nothing that a three-year-old could do for you to say discipline him at that time.
Exactly.
Okay, that's understandable.
What can he possibly do? Hit you with a bat?
Yeah, you know when the kids play fight, because that's all, you know, they play fighting. I told him to stop, and he wouldn't stop.
So he said, so he comes out of nowhere and just imagine this. What would happen if you took your son to a daycare and the first day they hit your son?
That's like a stranger hitting on your child, right?
That's exactly,
exactly
what it is. I don't know who he is.
No, get me wrong. I understand that. But my thing is, you have some men, like I was saying, that be like, this is my child. You know, you got the cocky men out there as well who feel like no matter how long they didn't see their child, not every man, but you do have the cocky men out there, no matter how long they didn't see their child, you're not going to tell me when I can and cannot chastise them.
But you know what? If the child is 3 years old, though, I know it was the question directed to the man, but if the child is 3 years old and you come and you visit, you're supposed to be spending time. To me, you're like a complete stranger to the 3 year old. They
exactly.
don't know you. You know, so therefore,
their hands belong
on your side, and you don't belong trying to discipline nobody. You know, at the end of the day, this is like, let's just say, first or second time trying to visit. You know, you're supposed to be holding and, you know, and kissing and enjoying the smell of the baby, you know, and talking to him. And, you know what I mean? You're supposed to be doing stuff like that. You're not supposed to be putting your hand on those 3 year olds. And if my child goes like that, and somebody put their hands on them, we're going to have a problem. I put my paws on.
Okay, but you're not talking about the child's father. Now, let's say he comes along and all right, let's say the mother on a situation. Let's put the shoe on the other foot.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? You ain't see your child and your 3 year old, 4 year old in a such amount of time, and they come, you come see them. And you know they're playful, you got some needs. Don't y'all ladies deny it. Some of these 3 year olds is better than a mother. Now, let's say you got your 3 year old that have a plastic back, and they hit you. And you say, listen, don't do that.
A classic back, and they hit you again.
And you be like, listen, don't you know you're not supposed to. And then they keep hitting you. What are you going to do?
You take the bat.
Come get this child. Yeah.
You take the bat. You take the bat and you call the parent.
But you are the parent.
Look, I'm mom, right? And I'm just getting to know him?
Right, yeah.
Okay, well, send him back in the room before, look, get on. Some parents are different. You would have got slapped a long time ago if you were somebody else.
You go in there to, you know, interact with your child. So you just going to send him back in the room?
No, but you have to understand, you're being looked at as a stranger. I don't know you
right.
as daddy.
I think
so you come in and you're playing with me.
Mm-hmm. I think this is extreme circumstances. I mean, you got what you call, you know how you guys said things that can happen and what's most likely to happen?
Right.
Likely scenario, if that child start crying or something, is because that child is not identifying with that male figure that's in the life. Now, if we start going and examining, is there other dudes that be around? Is the child bad? We could throw all those scenarios in, but if we keeping it plain and simple, that man most likely says something to that child to the effect that he's not used to hearing. So that's the first thing that we have to establish right there is like this. What did you say to him? That would be the first thing I'd say. I wouldn't got defensive and saying like this, leave my son alone. I would say, what happened? You know, I would try to make it so that my son, that, you know what I mean? Well, I can't talk from a woman's perspective. Let's just flip it. If I was to say, hey, what happened? That way the child sees that I have respect for that person that's there. Because that's the first thing I do. You got to show that child that you do respect that man that's in it, that man that is trying to be in his life. Now, you can't put your feelings towards the man inside of this because if that man's trying to be a father now, your feelings is put to the side. That's no longer y'all relationship that's been established. Y'all relationship is worthy right now. What's going on is the man and the child and the woman and the child relationship. So you're supposed to come in this situation. What happened? So that way that child can get to see that this is the person that needs to be respected right now. This is what happened. I'm sorry.
Okay, but you know what? But I have a question. Okay. I have a question for you, though. Go ahead, Rich.
All right. I want you to answer. I want to bring somebody on, then I want to ask a question, okay? We have another caller. I want to bring them on. Hello, caller, are you there?
Hi, this is Kia.
Okay, all right. Kia, I want you to hold on for a minute. I have somebody I want to ask a question. You can join in on the conversation. Go ahead.
Okay. So there was a biological mother and a biological father, okay? The biological father, he left the picture. Now, the mother had a boyfriend that abused the daughter, okay? When the daughter was younger, the boyfriend abused her. So the child got taken away and was, like, into foster home and foster home. I mean, five different foster homes. not a child that's 15 years old, out of control, okay? She lives with the foster mother. She doesn't live with the real mother or father. She lives with the foster mother, the last one that she went to, okay? The mother decides now that she's going to get in contact with the foster mother, okay? Got in contact with the foster mother, begged and pleaded to get a relationship with her daughter, okay? The foster mother said, you know what? That sounds like a good idea. You know, I welcome you to my home. Long story short, the foster mother allowed the mother to come into the home. Next thing you know, the daughter started AWOLing. She started running away and running away and running away. Okay? Running away to the mother's house, the boyfriend's house, running out, all this stuff. Okay? The mother ended up, the foster mother ended up calling the police, having the child removed from the house. You know, she's out of control. She tried to hit me and so on. Would you believe the real mother now is trying to press charges on the foster mother saying that she was unfit?
Okay, okay.
That won't hold up in court. Saying that she's unfit. Now, mind you, your man abused your child, and your child didn't live with you for over 10 years. And now you want to come in the picture now because you feel you're the mother? And that you can raise this child better?
Okay, that's a perfect example of what I'm trying to say with the parent situation. You understand? If that parent hit that child, who's to say that parent's not going to come around no more? They probably chastise them at that point because they try to make an effort on, okay, I am going to come around. You understand? Or maybe I don't understand.
I just think that forgive me when I say it. I just feel like the biological mother, to me, you have no say-so. You have no ground. You knew that stuff was happening to your child, and you still stayed with the man. You had the option to let that man go and be a mother to your child, and you chose that man. So now that you and that man aren't together, and you know that foster mothers get over $1,000 a month for these foster kids, and now you want that money because you know if you call her on social services, you're getting $800 a month in your pocket. To me, I think the parents, when you decide to let somebody else come in and dictate your life and dictate how your children are going to be raised, to me, I think that you give up your rights. You can't play these mind games with these children.
I agree with you.
You chose a man over your child.
I agree with you. I definitely agree with you, Kia. We have okay, Kia. Thank you for joining us.
The laws are stricter now. I know the laws are stricter now pertaining to that. With that case that you're talking about, because it would be a hard out with her to prove that because of all of she has the arrest record, and she it's her burden of proof against the mother who the foster mother, because nowadays it's all the burden of proof. One thing now about family court laws, judges don't play no more. Judges are not hearing anything, even with Dyson's caseworkers. They don't want to hear nothing because too many things are starting to be inconsistent about a lot of stuff. Family court law judges, they're starting to be very strict on a lot of situations now.
So do you feel it's right that a father should have to go to court to get custody for their child or visitation rights?
No, because you know what? I think it's got to be the paternity's got to be set. I think most time with cases with the judges, because if the mother is birthing the child legally, she's the guardian. You know what I'm saying? Because she birthed the child, and the judge is going to see her as the guardian first. That's what the judge is going to see first, her. Now the father is going to have to put a petition in saying that are the parents together, or they live in separate, you know, house. Judge can ask a lot of questions, but legally the mother is the first person the judge sees. Now, if the father cannot get any visitation or get having a problem like that, he can set out for joint custody. The judge will grant him joint custody without the mother even knowing.
Okay, so let me ask you.
The laws are starting to change now.
Why is it that the mother automatically gets joint custody?
That's just the law. That's just what the judge is going to see first. Because that's what the judge is going to see first. I don't know why it's like that. But that's what the judge is going to see first. Because she's the mother of the child. But
yeah,
then
but
it's unfit, meaning she's unfit. See, this is the thing what people tell. This is what people tell most people when they tell the father, always get proof, like, save your receipt. You know, say, you know, do this, tell your child. If you have a child that's 7 years old and the mother always leaving the house, whatever, tell the child to call 911. So when the cops come there, they're going to see the child alone. You know what I'm saying? These are stuff that there are people that I know, people that's going through stuff that they should be training their children to do. The fathers, because the mother is, like, really, you know, being really critical and stuff like that. So if the father finds a parent unfit, the mother unfit, that's ground for the father getting full custody.
Wow. I want y'all to hold the line. We have another. Go ahead, Kia. I'll let you finish that.
That is terrible. That's just a law now where, you know, I just hear a lot of stuff just by friends of mine that practice that type of law compared. We just, you know, cases they have, you know, stuff. But this is the situation. The judge is going to recognize that it's the law is starting to change now because a lot of men are starting to feel like the judge side with the woman, not in all cases now.
Mm-hmm.
He wants to hear both sides. So that's why most people say you're not paying child support, but you're supporting the baby. You keep all your receipts. You don't just take stuff over, hand her money, you know, or give her money. No, you let her sign that you gave her $150, make sure she initials something. I don't give the back of it, whatever, you know, whatever. It's just that's your receipt. The judge's going to want to know when he gets the case, he's going to say, where your receipts at?
Well, yeah, that's for the child support and everything. I want you to hold the line. Yeah, I want to bring on another caller. Hello, caller, are you there?
Yes, sir, I'm here.
Bola.
How you doing?
This is actually
yes, sir.
The man for the general question, but I guess you got the time mixed up because our time frame is different, because I see you calling at exactly 6 o'clock your time.
Yes, sir.
Well, you know, the segment's about to end, but I want you to give your thoughts, you know, let everybody know, because it was actually more thought of a general question. We have the lines, it's flooded, you understand. The topic is real deep right now, so you actually put up topics, so give your advice on the topic, and let people know what you think about it.
Well, how I feel about the topic is something that that's definitely personal to me. Like, I was hearing a little conversation about having the receipts and things like that. I mean, that's fine and dandy. You can definitely have the receipts. But until that judge says you have rights to see your child, then you're going to go through the issue, especially if that woman is in her own emotions and feelings about you still, and then she brings the child involved into the situation. And it's frustrating to a lot of men that want to be fathers and want to do the right thing, but then you constantly hear that a lot of women saying that men are deadbeat dads and this, that, and the third. But it's like, why can't I just be a part of my child's life without having to be in a relationship with you, or even sitting there pretending to be in a relationship knowing you're not happy, she's not happy, but she'd rather control the situation than let the father be a man and do what he needs to do to raise their child as two parents loving this child as one.
Mm-hmm.
And it's disturbing because it's like, don't I have the same rights as that woman that carried that child? Because for one, she just didn't have that child by herself. If she did, man,
mm-hmm.
please tell me how that happened.
Mm.
Wow. Well, no. It's sorry to say, but men don't have the same rights as the female that carries the child. You know, I mean, it's sad to say, but, you know, they don't at the end of the day. When the female carries the child for 9 months, delivers the child, you know, you would think that the person that you are conceiving with does have your best interest, you know, in mind when all of this is taking place. But sometimes you meet the type of females where their whole thing is, you know what, it didn't work out. I'm going to be greedy. Not only do I want to go to court for child support, even though you coming and dropping me off packages and stuff like that, I still want to go to child support. And I want to make your life miserable when it comes down to someone else dictating
how much you pay when you get to see a child. I think that part is ridiculous, you know.
That is.
If you want to see your child, I think you should be able to see your child. If you're a good guy and you do want to see, you know, and you're consistent with it, you know, you can't pop in and pop out whenever you see fit. But if you're a good guy and you're doing the right thing, I think, you know, with all due respect, I think that, you know, mothers nowadays should allow the fathers to be in their child's life. There's too many children growing up nowadays without a mother and a father. You don't have to be together, but let's just do right by the child that we conceive together.
Okay, I agree with that to a certain extent.
I agree with that part.
To a certain extent, when you said, you know, if it's a good guy and he's being consistent and so on and so forth, but not all men are like that. That's why
there are some fatherless children.
That's why
I said if. That was a big if.
I know, that's why
you.
I said.
I'm just going to say there's not a lot out there.
It isn't.
It's totally different. I'm going to tell this brief little story, and it's a family member. Happened to be my brother, who's a fire captain, battling his ex because of his two children. She quit her job because he was paying X amount of money in court, child support. She was quit. Mama's calling to get an attorney. He got the attorney. The judge saw all this. I told her what to do because if that's my fault, I'm going to give him the best thing. She's right. That's my fault. I'm going to tell her what to do. So I told her what to do. The judge started to ask her what they she quit her job. And then when she was quitting the job, then she got this other guy living in her house. Judge, I'm going to report this right now. Stopped her whole child support thing. Redid everything and said, what was you making in court before you got child support, whatever? He said, well, this is what you going to pick after his bitch. And now she pissed because he got family members involved in her case. That's my brother. I do best believe that's my brother. I told him what to take the girl, whatever, don't you be. That's my brother.
Wow.
You best believe I'm going to do that.
This is what I want everybody to do. I want everybody to give their final thought on the topic, go down the line, because we passed the time. There's another segment going on. So I'm going to start with Sade and Chick, then Kia, then Bola, Kim, and we're going to continue going down the line.
Okay, well, and my opinion about this topic is it's sad for the good guys that really want to be there, but for the guys that just want to play double dutch in their kids' lives, be in and out, you know, when they feel like they want to be, I just think that they should just lose the court case, hands down. No custody, no visitation, no nothing, because it's not fair to the child, their mental, especially if you're just jumping in and out when you want to. You know, you're just going to be a loser in that child's life, and that's not fair to the child. So for the good guys, I pray that they do get joint custody and visitations, but for the double dutch players, I hope you lose your case, whoever you are.
Well, me, I will be speaking from the perspective of a person who just met his father, who don't know him, who has a grandfather, who has a family, and who doesn't accept me, who has spent time away from his daughter by being incarcerated and living a different life. So I feel as though I got like a big say on this topic. I make no excuses for these men, man, because what we do is you got men that's out here and they try to use the excuse of saying that, you know, I want to be a part of my son's life, I want to do all this and that, when you could establish that son. You know what I mean? A person doesn't have to ask to be a part of his son's or his daughter's life. His example of the way he walks in life is going to make that woman put him in that situation. Now, if you're talking about a grimy woman, that's something that we can't speak of. But we just talk about just a regular scenario, man. When you start to walk the walk, talk the talk, man, you're going to make your son find who you are, and your wife or your baby mother going to start to establish and recognize the man that's in you. So what we need to do as men, man, we got to stop making excuses for ourselves. Stand up, find some type of thing to hold our backbone against, man, and start to live for yourself before you just talk about using anybody else's excuse to make yourself a man.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Okay. Wow. I like that.
Good.
Sade, I agree with you. It's the guys that are not doing that, but when you got good guys that are doing something, you know, I think they deserve every right, and I think anybody that knows something, you know, to either, you know, enhance that, because it's crazy what some of these good guys go through. Court system, it doesn't make any sense, and its legal fees is expensive to keep going back to court for this stuff.
But
right.
you want to do what you got to do for your kids. But I agree with you, the guys that are not doing nothing, they don't deserve nothing. You don't put in nothing, you don't get nothing.
That's right.
And then they want to be around a child once they come out of college, go to high school. You want to be around a family then. No, it don't work that way.
That's
I
right.
I agree with you with that. You got to be in that life full time. And there's
be
nothing
consistent.
Wrong with a single mother raising her child to do a better good job if he's on the ground.
Mm-hmm. I think you should do another topic on ratchet baby mothers.
My final thought is just, you know, I agree with everyone. You know, I think that everyone has very good points on the topic. I think that, you know, it's unfortunate. Even a good guy, I would say, you know, spend that money getting you an attorney. So everything will work out well. Because sometimes
exactly.
you go to court and you're not that best grade A type guy, you're not going to get the best result. You know, so it might be best for you to bring, you know, an attorney in there with you.
Exactly.
So this way that attorney can help regulate for you. Because sometimes if you got an extensive background, or, you know, if you've been there a couple times and things is not working out and you feel like the system is against you, it's all right to have somebody come in there and regulate for you. This way, you know the end result is going to be, I get to see my child. And that's the
mm-hmm.
goal. You get to see your
mm-hmm.
child. And once you do get it, just be consistent with it, you know, because every child needs a mother and a father.
Yep.
Okay. Paula, did you give that?
I agree. I definitely agree on, you know, a lot of things that people are saying is definitely a good pointers, you know, but still, like, sometimes it just doesn't all that way. I didn't went into the courtroom with receipts. I didn't done all that. And one thing that the judge told me is that she can't, my child's mom didn't even show up to court. And I still showed everything that I was supposed to show. And still, I'm fighting for the rights to see my child.
That's
which
bad.
I feel like, you know, it's an uphill battle for men that are good. And then the ones that are bad, it just makes a lot of them.
Is it the same judge you're seeing? Is that the same judge over and over?
They don't change a judge. Unless the judge
No, it's the same judge. You can have her recused. You can have by the statement saying that she's being unfair to you. You can have her recused. Yes, you can.
Yes, you can.
I just got a message. It's called drop. But
he can have that judge recused, and he can do it the legal
yeah.
way. Yes, he can. That judge can be removed. But they will definitely investigate her findings on every case that she has ruled against him, and they will definitely committee will find her, right? You know, find out what she's been doing. He can have that judge recused,
mm-hmm.
a new judge.
Mm-hmm. Maybe we need to discuss this and continue this on next week.
You should, because
mm-hmm.
this is
well, yeah.
Oh yeah,
somebody said rich money. Rich money. Somebody said you should do a topic on ratchet baby mothers. I'm just saying.
Oh God, please do. Oh my God.
Somebody said that.
Who said that?
Sade.
Look, Sade said that. She did.
Who the one
well,
that's
Sade,
yelling
you,
and screaming all day?
Well, Sade, you're welcome to you know, we have a number to get in touch with you. You go to Switchboard, and you're welcome to come on as a general question and ask that and get feedback on it.
Ratchet baby mom.
Okay.
I like that.
Yeah, I do too, because I got a lot to, you know, get out and say, and a lot of questions to ask. And for all the ratchet baby mothers out there, please don't be afraid to call in. I need to know you.
I need to know what you're thinking,
and, you know, I need to know.
Well, no. You know what? We'll set you up. We'll set you up for June 1st. But next week is going to be a repeat show. So June 1st, that's when we're starting everything all over 6 to 9 and everything. Because tonight is only going 6 to 8. For 6 to 8. So next week is going to be a repeat. But June 1st, you know, I have my switchboard operator get in touch with you. Get your number and everything. And we're going to have you on the air. All right?
All right.
Great topic.
Yes, I want to thank all y'all for calling and giving y'all advice and everything. Coming up next, we have Faith Walker. He's an up-and-coming artist. He's doing big things and everything. He's a man of God. And, you know, you should tune in and listen and hear what he got to say and hear his story, because it's real deep. So stay right there and don't move. This is GQ Palace, Love and Entertainment. is but a baby.
You know I love music. And every time I hear something hot, it makes me want to move. It makes me want to have fun. But it's something about this joint right here. This joint right here, it makes me want to...
Dons and Divas, welcome back to the palace. And with me right now, I have Faith Walker. Faith, welcome to the show.
What's going on, man?
Faith, I want to thank you for joining us this evening. I know you got a lot of things going on.
Yeah, tell me about it. Yeah, I'm listening to your show. It seemed like y'all had a lot going on with that baby mama, baby daddy drama.
Oh, yeah, man, you know, sometimes, you know, it's good to get it out, you know, the only way that came up with the title.
Oh, yeah, I know all about that, man, yeah.
Yeah, you should have pressed one and joined in.
What?
You know what? My story would take a whole lot, man. Hey, but I say, you know what? If you need to know all you need to know in life, just keep living. You know what I mean? Just keep living. You know, if you now, was a whoremonger like I was, you know what I mean, and have a lot of kids to show for it, and you learn your lesson, you know, and now you got to man up when you get in your 30s, hey, you know, that's the cost of sowing to the flesh. So I had to learn that. So you know better, you do better.
Yeah. Now, before we get started, I know you had some people that was going to call that you wanted to go on the air with you.
Yeah, I said, Roddy's Peace, he was supposed to be joining us, my producer of Warfield Records.
Okay, and somebody else?
Yeah, Cat's supposed to be joining us. Cat did a song, Dance Like Deja. My goddaughter, she was killed in an accident December the 1st, last year, 2012. We did a tribute for her. You know, it's on YouTube right now. You know, Dance Like Deja is a blessing, man. That was a heavy hit right there, but we know she's dancing with the Lord right now.
My condolences. We actually have Kat on the line, so we're going to bring Kat in. Hello, Kat, are you there?
Yes. Yes, I'm here.
All right. Okay, so we wait for Rice. Now, let's get into this Faith Walker. How did you come up with the name?
Oh, man, Faith Walker. I was a part of a ministry in Atlanta, Georgia. They had a class. They had a class called, if you pass the beginner's class, you know, you'd be called Faith Walker. You know, so, you know, I was watching a preacher on TV, and, you know, he was talking about, you know, preachers who preach for money and stuff like that. So when they saw me watching that, they got mad at me, and they brought me in front of the board. They were like, yo, he ain't supposed to be watching this. So I was like, all right, well, I'm gone. So I went and stayed with my sister. So when I started working on my album, my first album, Get Jesus Die Trying, when I started working on that album, none of the church folks would help me. They was like, nah, we don't do that type of stuff. Now, this was like 2004, 2005. This is before now. It's kind of, you know, more accepted now. But this is back when it was just really hard. So, you know, none of the church folks would help me. So I just took the name Faith Walker. I said, you know what? I'm a Faith Walker anyway. But, you know, when I took that name on, you know, I didn't become a Faith Walker till now. You know, I was just a faith talker. I wasn't walking by faith. I was walking by something else. But in the beginning, I ran well. But then, of course, you go through a lot of different obstacles. So
now, how long has you actually been MCing, rhyming? I don't know what to do with gospel rapper, so it's hard for me to, like, you know, what would you actually call it? MCing, rhyming, blowing, speaking to the Lord.
And I I know the wordplay too. We call it foundations of the soul. I call this like foundations of the spirit. You know what I mean? That's the type of music it is. It's foundation of the spirit. I mean, you know, every song I do that the Lord allows me to do, I mean, it's just like sermon, just putting a sermon together with a message and just got a beat playing. So that's basically what it is. Even with the GQ Palace, if you listen closely, it's just parables. It's just parables. But if for that man that's out there in the street, he can grab something out of it. And then that person that's in the church, they listen to it, they can get something out of it. So it's just a parable of the word, man, that goes forth. And that parable is able to do a lot for a person who never made it to the church. They be like, yo, rewind that. He said that? Hold up. He didn't say that. And then you find out that it's just a parable. You know, it's just a parable. Wow. So.
Now, have you always been blowing gospel?
Nah. I ain't been doing gospel. I used to be a part of a crew called Crew Love. That's before, you know, I was smiling when I heard that Drake did his thing on the Crew Love thing. I was like, wait a minute, Crew Love? I said, man, we was doing that back in like 2002 and stuff like that. I was like, no, we was doing that way back then, you know. But it was Roddy's P and Bo Leezy. You know, shout out to Bo Leezy and Rags and them and them Full Blooded. We was down there, you know what I'm saying, Bluffton doing our thing, and just we used to do a lot of dark music. We were talking about it was dark on this side and just a lot of things that was going on at the time that we thought were just real interesting. But, you know, when you're doing music, you pay homage to the darkness because, you know, that's the illumination that's guiding you. You know what I mean? That's the enemy, that's how he guides you. He perpetrates that light. And so you thinking that you know, you don't talk about the light. You be like, yo, it's dark, man. I'm going to the darkness. I'm walking through the darkness. So, you know, that's, you know, I used to do that back then. I stayed in the game for about 2-3 years. And that's when the Lord called me. The Lord called me when I was in the trap house. I was in the trap house. I was selling dope off of not far from Lincoln Apartments in the borough. And sitting there smoking a blunt, playing Xbox or something. And I had like a QP in my pocket or whatever like that. And and then I just heard the voice of the Lord. So that's how that happened.
Now, I want to get in Dance with Deja, but we have Tat on the line. I want to know, how did y'all come up with the title and everything? You know, explain that to me. Kat, are y'all there? How did y'all meet to actually do this single?
Yes, sir. Well, basically, my daughter, Deja Blaine, she... I'm
Deja,
sorry, it's just a false habit.
I know.
She had love to sing and dance. She was miming for the Lord. So we felt the topic of the song should be dedicated to what she had loved to do best for God.
Okay. Now, how did y'all meet up to do this song? Did y'all already know each other, or was it something like this?
Yes, sir.
Well, actually, go ahead, Kat.
I'm a partner of Interfrazement Media Group, and this was something very close to my heart, and it was led by the Holy Spirit for Faith Walker to do this track in dedication of my daughter.
Okay, so you
know me and Kat was raised up ever since I moved to the South in 86. We always knew each other. And so, you know, we was raised up like brothers and sisters, you know, with Deja and everything, you know, being my goddaughter. And when it happened, you know what I'm saying, when it happened, I was one of the first people that, you know, received the call at the scene of the accident and everything. And then, you know, my godson, you know, he was injured with a broken arm and everything like that. And he, you know, he actually said that, you know, he was trying to call me or whatever like that. I didn't care the circumstances, you know, that's family, you know, whatever. But that's when it happened, got the news, you know, being that I was on probation, wasn't allowed to go and do the song at the funeral. So I just mourned in private, you know what I'm saying? I went to my prayer closet and then I handled it there.
Now, before I play the single, what's the YouTube name of the single?
It's called Dance with Deja. Deja R.I.P. It says Faith Walker. You type in Deja Blaine, it should come up. You see a dance logo, and then it goes immediately to the little slideshow video, the tribute to Deja. It got almost about 1,000 hits right now. So.
All right. Well, we're gonna get into that single right now. All right. All right, Dons and Divas. This is Dance with Deja by Faith Walker here on GQ Palace Radio. Love and Entertainment. It's Butter Baby.
This is a GQ Palace exclusive.
I love you, baby. I cry.
Hello, Faith, you there.
Yes, sir, yes, sir, yes, sir.
All right. I'm making sure I got everybody on. I apologize for that little pause right there.
Yeah, you got to excuse me, man, because that track did kind of special. Yeah, that track did kind of special. Every time we play it in the studio, man, ain't nobody say nothing. Every time we hear the track, man, nobody even move, nobody say nothing.
Yeah, I was like stuck. Kat, you still with us?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Okay. We actually have a caller on the line. We're going to bring them on. Hello, caller. Are you there?
Yes, I am. Good evening. Good evening.
Good evening.
I love the song. It's a very nice song. It definitely had me sitting back and just, you know, wow, just thinking about, because I heard the story. So, wow, I it's a very nice song. God made the Lord, you know, rest her soul in peace. I would like to ask a question. Do you make videos to the songs that you have? You said you have songs on YouTube. Do you have videos out?
Well, actually, that was done like a tribute slideshow to put her pictures in there and everything. So, I mean, that's on YouTube right now. Dance with Deja. You can type in Deja Blaine, DeishaBlaine. And you'll see the song, My Faith Walker, and it'll come up.
Okay, I'll definitely look for that. It's a beautiful, beautiful song, and I commend you for the change in your life, my brother. Continued success, definitely.
Thank you, thank you, thank you for the blessings. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
I don't know. We experienced a little technical difficulty.
I'm just like unfocused right now because I'm like stuck. It's like, you know, I still got actually the beat in my head. But Kat, let me ask you, dealing with the entertainment and everything, right? Hello.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Okay, you're dealing with the entertainment. What's the name of the entertainment again, if you can recall?
Interpraisement Media Group.
Interpraisement Media Group. Okay. Are you the CEO of this group? Body is he?
Faith Walker is the CEO.
Well, actually, I'm the CEO.
Oh,
yeah,
see,
I'm,
I didn't
yeah,
know
I'm
that.
A,
how did you come up with that, man? You leaving me blindfolded here, man.
Well, my bad, brother. I mean, Interpraisement Media Group, man. It just and we're in the process of rearranging our internet presence and everything like that. Kat is handling that. There's a lot of things that we had to rearrange and we had to regroup and go and pray about some things. But it's about, we came up with the name Interpraisement. I originally came up with the concept in like 2006, 2007. So, you know, when I came back on the scene, I noticed that a lot of people adapted that name and stuff like that. I should have coined it. But Interpraisement Media Group means to enter to its courts for praise. It's about, a people with various gifts coming under the theocracy of God. A lot of people in the church talk about doing kingdom business, but then they still operating under the laws of the world. So, I mean, even down here in the South and in the Gullah area, we got like African villages, and you can't, the laws of the land don't even apply to them. The laws of the land don't even apply to them. They got their own laws that they go by. So if they do something wrong, their own village gets to punish them. That's a part of the ancient tradition, and the state can't do nothing with them. So the whole concept with the Interpraisement Media Group is just bringing everything under the theocracy of God.
Wow. That's real serious right there. You understand?
You know what I mean? So, that's how you keep things in order. I don't write no rules. The rules is the Holy Scriptures, so... That's how we maintain and stuff like that and keep ourselves in order.
Yeah. Well, we have another call on the line, and this time I'm focused now. I was lost before. That's why that pause with it. I was just stuck.
That Deja song do it.
Yeah. But we have another call on the line. We're gonna bring them on. Hello, caller, are you there?
Hi, how are you?
All right.
Wonderful.
This is Kia. How are you?
Good. This is Kia. I was just listening to your story. We got the brief part. I heard about the Gullah Island. I know it very well, being reared in South Carolina. I know everything about that part of the island. But I was hearing your story. I always think about a man. Adversity shows a man's character, your character in the dark, everything that you've been through. I commend you. I commend you on your work and project you're doing. Once you're motivated, can't nobody change you. You stay motivated, can't nobody stop whatever you're doing, but I commend the work that you're doing, and the music was great, awesome, awesome tribute to her, awesome.
Thank you, God bless. That's real, thank you.
Are you from South Carolina?
Well, I'm originally from Dorchester, Massachusetts.
Okay.
We migrated down to South Carolina in the 80s. Became country fried down here. So
I know it's awesome. I know that view. I know it very well. Very awesome.
Yeah.
Wow.
Amen.
Wow. Now, Faith, if you could open up for anybody in the industry, who would it be and why?
Man, if I could open up for anybody in the industry, I don't know. I don't listen to a lot of them dudes, but if I could open up for anybody in the industry. In the industry, oh man, I don't know. Maybe Ah, that's a hard one right there. Well, you know what? I'm gonna say the most wickedest dude out there. I will open up for Rick Ross, and I'm gonna tell you why. Because by the time God do what he got to do, everybody should go home. Or, you know what I mean? So, you know, I'd rather give them life before they receive death. I'd rather allow Lord to give them that than them to hear a song that totally go against the Holy Spirit of God and the teachings of Christ. If I had another person I'd open up for, it'll be Game. It'll be the Game. Because he got an album cover putting a red blood rag on my master, Lord Jesus Christ. I definitely wouldn't mind opening up for him. So, you know, those will probably be the people. Those are the people I probably will open up for.
How would you work with that in category? You know, Game is a gangster rapper.
Yeah.
So is
Rick Ross. Well, you know
how
what?
How would you categorize the music with that type of material?
I mean, I wouldn't say that I'm going to represent Game. I'm opening up. See, me opening up by the Spirit of the Lord, it actually be God shutting it down. Because, see, I believe in the anointing and the calling on my life. I believe God ain't saved me out the trap to, you know, to go forth and allow the enemy to use me to keep people in bondage on the trap. I believe that, you know, that the power of the words is life in the words. It's life in the words. So I believe that going on before people receive a lot of things into their soul and their spirit, I believe that can actually send a message that when they hear a Game or a Ross, they'll be like, you know what, hold up. You know what, you ready to go, honey? Yeah, I'm ready to go. Home's whack. Let's go. So, you know, so it be one of those numbers. Because then I had a taste of, that manna. So then once you got that manna, you don't want none of that stuff from the king's table. You don't want none of that stuff from Nebuchadnezzar or Cyrus and none of them table. You want to eat that bread from heaven. So that's how I feel.
Okay. Now, Kat, let me ask you, what is it like working with Faith Walker?
It's a blessing. It truly is a blessing. We both become so creative, and we just reflect off each other. I mean, I can have an idea, and he would just end the idea with a combo smash, and we both bounce off one another. I mean, we consistently coming up with new ideas and new strategies and how to approach just about every situation known to man.
Okay, so the collaboration, everything is good.
Yes, sir.
So now, where do you see yourself at with his company, let's say 3 years from now? Faith, I want you to ask the same question. Where do you see your company 3 years from now? Yourself and the company 3 years from now? Yes.
Okay. You want me to go first or her?
Kat could go first.
Yeah, you
go first. She's been kind of quiet a while.
yeah, rich on you.
You mean in as far as personally me, myself, in the company or the company itself?
Yes, yourself in the company. Where do you see yourself in this company 3 years from now?
At a real high level, trying to do bigger and better things for the Lord. Try to put music out there and information out there that the people can grab, hold to, and be able to apply it to their own day-to-day lives. Because everybody is not going to be able or don't have access to going to church or maybe picking up a Bible. So maybe by listening to the radio or whatever other type of way is out there to gain the knowledge as far as radio, TV. However, they'll be able to take in what we put out and be able to use it for their own good every day.
Okay. Hey, where do you see your company at 3 years from now?
3 years from now, I see it empowering people's lives. I see people getting birthed out on a high level. I think one of the things people miss to realize is that when you identify yourself with a person that's on a company, you identify with that spirit or whatever mindset that comes with that individual who has that company. So you know, me, I'm a prayer warrior number one, and I'm a man of God. Also priest. So all of these things, whoever connected with the vision, they're connected with the anointing, and so that's how it is. So I believe with God's hand on this thing, because we give the company totally to the Most High. So being that we give the company totally to the Most High, he's gonna see fit that it goes where it needs to go, and the people to be birthed out the way they need to be birthed out, as far as kingdom business.
Okay, I want to get into another one of your singles, Smile. Tell us about Smile.
Oh man. Okay, well I'll comment on that. You want me to comment
before? Yeah, yeah.
After
I said, tell us a little bit about Smile. Yeah,
man, Smile. Listen, man, Smile was originally is a concept, man. This pastor I knew, man. You know, man. She brought it to me. She brought it to my attention. She was like, yo, I got this hook or whatever like that. You know, and I was like, okay, Jesus Child. So I switch it around and I play with it a little bit and I said, you know, I said, you go hard with Jesus Child, you know. So that's how it came about. But it basically talks about my type of sister, a prayer warrior, once who travails, cries out to the Lord, you know, who can cover her man. You know, when he comes down, when he comes in from the house day after day, being beaten down by devils on a workplace or whatever, she can just immediately cater to him, minister to him. And be like, you know what, it's going to be all right. Let me tell you what I've been building on. Let me tell you what I was reading. You know, I was reading this scripture, that scripture. She's pouring into his spirit, so she allowed him to be that king. She allowed him to be that man of God. So that would make you smile. You know, I ain't trying to tell you, you know, you make me do this or do that. I'm trying to tell you, look, plain and simple, you make me smile.
All right, well, you know what? I want you to introduce that next track.
You want me to introduce the next track?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Listen, everybody, listen, this is Smile. You go hard with Jesus, Child. All the sisters out there, I pray you find a man that can get you to that level. And of all the brothers, I pray that you can find a sister, amen, that fit the description. So kick back, listen, meditate. You're on the line, just kick back, listen. You're on GQ Palace, Love and Life.
This is a GQ Palace exclusive.
Word of God, washing it with
is work shift. The language cursive. You speak into my pain. Jesus, doctor, you the nurses. You remind me of verses. Get knowledge and purchase. Make me live again. Bring the dead out of hearses. Your smile like the Nile. Converse worthwhile. Enjoy our soldier girl. Attention for making foul. You make me really smile. A sunshine dial. Glamour's on fever. Rich like the river now. For you I go the mile. A walking hieroglyphic. Reflecting God's sun. Inner smile.
You make me smile. You go all with Jesus child. Edification of the soul worthwhile. For you I go the mile. Sanctified in your profile, set apart, I'm confident in your style. You make me smile, smile. You go all with Jesus, child. Edification of the soul worthwhile. For you, I go the mile. You're sanctified in your profile, set apart, I'm confident in your style. You make me smile, smile. You go all with Jesus, child. Edification of the soul worthwhile. For you, I go the mile. You're sanctified in your profile, set apart, I'm confident in your style. You make me smile, smile. You go all with Jesus, child. Edification of the soul worthwhile. For you, I go the mile. You're sanctified in your profile, set apart, I'm confident in your style. You make me smile.
I hear you smiling, man. Rich
that.
Money smiling. That's a good thing.
Feeling that. Yeah, y'all. Feeling that. Now,
that's
do you think that's what you're going to stick with, gospel rapping? Because remember, you was doing, you know, the gangster rap and everything at first, and then you switched to gospel. Do you think you ever switch back?
Nah. I mean, that's why Roddy's P, Bo Leezy and them boys, that's why my old crew, that's why they still deal with me. Because when God allowed me to make the transition, you know what I mean, my old crew, they respect me because they know I never switch back and say, yo, I'm going back to do this track call, put the bodies in the trunk and put a couple ounces back there and let's go bag it up and all of that stuff. You know, they respect me because once I stepped away, I never came back talking about, yo, let's do a song called Pop Them Bottles and drop it on a handstand and all that crazy stuff. You know what I mean? So, I mean, I don't knock nobody because my job ain't not to knock nobody because I went from darkness to light. You know what I'm saying? But the thing is, once you see light and you know the light can change your life, it's up to you to make that choice. Mm-hmm. Only a fool with thirst when water abounds.
Wow. I have a caller. We're going to bring them on. Hello, caller. Are you there?
Hi, this is Key again. I do have some questions. My question, as I'm listening to you speak, and the great work that the vision, your mission that you're trying to do, I have a couple questions. I don't know. I'm just going to say, you know, how do you stay inspired? Because this coming from, you know, it takes a lot to stay inspired. It's a lot to have people to stay on course with you to see your vision. It's harder to deal with the hindrance, you know, people that hinder your process. It's
yeah,
things that
yeah.
you have to, you know, there's people that, you know, that can hinder you and, you know, that don't see your vision.
Right,
you know,
you're absolutely right.
That's why, you know, when you're aligning the faith walker and you have people that you set your goal, set your vision out there, and then, you know, you align people that's going to see your vision. Because only those that's going to follow your vision are going to stay on point with your vision. Then you're going to have the hearsay in your ear, you know, it's tough. Dealing is tough. You know, who's on your team? You know, it's just a lot of stuff. And I'm just listening to your, I'm like, well, I got some questions to ask. As I'm listening to what you're talking about the kingdom building, it's, you know, and how do you incorporate the young men, you know, into that kingdom building about, you know, worshiping God, putting God first before you do anything. Because before you do anything, we have to put God first. He has to be a part of everything. So I'm just listening to what you were saying, and I have a lot of questions that I thought, I'm going to call back, you know. Let me switch back to. I couldn't figure out how to get back to answer, you know, then I have to call back. But yeah, those are questions because that's a task.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think the thing is, I'm sorry, go ahead, you wasn't finished.
I'm not finished.
Okay. I think the thing is, staying, in order to stay focused, it's a term that I coined years ago. It says stay focused, watch out for vultures. I mean, you know, while you building, you got to have a sword in one hand and you got to have a hammer in the next. A person might be like, "What you talking about? Read the book of Nehemiah." But yeah, you got to keep. I mean, you got to stay grounded. I mean, you got to have a prayer life. And I mean, to each his own. You just got to make sure that you have people around there that can really see where you're going. And that just go back to what we was talking about, the light. See, the light enables an individual to see. If a person can't see, like for instance, and I know y'all was talking about the baby mama, baby daddy drama earlier and stuff like that, and I think we as a people, if you're in the light and you are light, or if you're a woman who is special and then you got a man that don't recognize that you are special, it's because he don't walk in the light. A man can only see a woman as a true jewel as she walks in the light, if he walks in the light. If he walks in the light, he can identify who she is. So, you know, so I think it's the same thing in business. You got to have people around you who can see, who can see. That's why the blind follow the blind, you know. So, yep. You know, the blind follow the blind, they fall in the ditch. So you got to have people around you who can definitely see and who can inspire you. And then when your light go low, they could just get next to you and start sharpening you, and then that light will come back, you know. So.
Wow.
Mhm. So you definitely don't need people seeing the same vision. They have to see your vision. And that's a tough task. That's a tough task. So people are not going to be. There's going to be people that's not happy for you. That's going to, you know, it's always say, you know, they say, you always be careful who whispers in your ear.
You know,
surround yourself around people that see the vision. You know, if they don't see it, you know, then they have to wait to see, but you can't let nobody unline you from the vision.
You're absolutely right.
That's taking away from the vision and the value that you set forth as Faith Walker.
Because you're absolutely
if you
right.
And somebody else, if it's just two or three, but right? They said two or three are gathered. So if you're you and somebody else, then that's so be it. That's the vision. Two or three people.
Oh yeah, definitely.
That's how I see it. I just got interested when you were saying, and you know how you know God's kingdom, and you know I was just listening. I'm like, wow. And it's tough when you're trying to do things and you're trying to stay aligned with that vision. Sometimes some things aren't going the way you want to go, but you stay trusted to that vision. You don't let nobody deter you, but you stay, whether it's just you by yourself, you're going to stick to that vision. And that's what it's all about, faith. But you don't let nobody deter you from that vision, whether they're going to see it or not. If it's just you by yourself and somebody else, then it's you and that person else that see that vision.
You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right, and I'd just like to thank you for your input. It's very important because from the lifestyle that I come from, and I think a problem that I had and I had to realize is that, you know, when the Most High gave me the vision, and then you want other people to see it so they can be blessed not only spiritually and be blessed with you, you try to incorporate a lot of people like, yo, look what the Lord showed me. You know, yo, it's going to go down. Yo, this division. And, yo, it's gonna blow. Yo, this is it. And then, you know, you got to really watch that. You got to really watch that because, you know, you be so happy bringing folks in, and then you be having wolves in sheep clothing. You be having people who are not mature, or they're not business-minded or kingdom-minded, or people who just have their own agenda. And, you know, I've experienced that past, present, future. I experienced that on every level. But a wise man said, if you keep living, you can know everything that life has for you. And you can just definitely, I think I'm being more wiser as a fruit inspector. I think being a fruit inspector is very good. Because as a fruit inspector, you can know what kind of fruit you're dealing with. You got to cut it open and really see what's on the inside. You got to cut a fruit, or you got to squeeze to see what's inside. So the hardest of times with the people that you deal with is where you learn who you're rolling with.
Who's for you, who's against you.
Yes. So I never learned anything. I never learned anything from happy-go-lucky days. All the things that I learned and still learning came through my, oh, Lord, why, or how this happened.
Adversity.
Or how I'm going to get through that.
Yeah. That's what you learn. Now, when the adversity comes, it shows your true character.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now, Faith, let me ask you, what's the best thing you like about being an artist, period?
the best thing I like about being an artist, I get to express myself. I get to express myself, but I can't just say what I want to say. I have to really recognize what, you know, what my soul, what my spirit want to say, and what my flesh want to say. You know, and what that means is this. You know, I mean, that old man dies daily. You know, that old gangster rapper. You know, I have to make sure that he continues to die daily. You know what I mean? Die to what, you know, he used to do and all of that stuff. I got to make sure he stays in that grave. So I got to recognize that when I hear certain lyrics as an artist, I got to examine the spirit that's behind it. I got to examine the spirit. I got to examine where it's coming from. Is it going to bring God glory? Is it going to bring myself glory and not bring God glory? So I think that's, I think, but what I like as an artist, I mean, I like the music, man. I mean, it's therapeutic. It's therapeutic, and I think it can change people's lives, man. When I go through things, man, I get in my little lab and I just bang out some beats, and then I go to Roddy's P and we sit down, we put our heads together, man, and we just make something special happen every time, man. So shout out to Roddy's P. I know he said him and his family was going to the beach, you know, doing the family time, but I know he probably either listening in or internet or whatever. But yeah, shout out to Roddy's P. Warfield.
Yeah, the lines is on fire. They listening now. Now, what's the worst thing you would say about being an artist?
The worst thing about being an artist, I don't. I guess because, you know, I'm a single brother, and I think the thing that, you know, when you stand for God and when you, I know, I think we was building on this, man, and I was, you know, I think me and brother KL was just spending a jewel with me. He was giving me my, you know, my reality and relationship moment, and I was just, you know, getting some wise words from him, man, from the gigolo to Jesus Dawn. And he just said, man, brother, when you're a righteous brother like that, man, you know, when you operate in the power of the Lord, you're going to attract a lot of Jezebels. You're going to attract a lot of people who the enemy may send to just try to really drain you of your anointing. And I done been through that one time, you know what I'm saying, sowing to the flesh and then, you know, allowing a Delilah to just cut my locks off and pluck out my eyeballs, and they just set me back 5 years. So I mean, as an artist, man, because I think one of the things people don't know is that the gospel music or the gospel industry is more wickeder than the secular industry. What I mean is this: the devil is not on the corner with his thugs selling the drugs. The devil is not on the corner with the boys trapping. He's in the church. Why? Because the thugs that's trying to get that light, they're in the church trying to get that light. So the enemy said, you know what? I got to be in church to make sure they don't receive that light. Or when the word go forth, I pluck what's going in their heart. Because if I stay out on the corner with the thugs, he's saying, I already got them. So I'm going to just be in the church with the people who's trying to get free, who's trying to get from being in that sick state. I'm going to stay with them and try to rob them of being free. So I think that's the thing as an artist that, you know, really...
Okay, I want to get into one more of your singles. Come Go With Me. Tell us about that.
Come Go With Me. That's talking about, won't you just come go with me? You know, see what I see. You know, just come go with me. You know, you got living waters in your belly. I did the beat. Almega Waters, my production company, Almega Living Waters. We do more work offline than we do online. So people might say, yo, Faith, where you at online? Let me tell you something. Everybody online ain't a millionaire. The major players, the most major players that I know, let me tell you something. Dr. King got almost 1 million people to Washington with no Facebook, with no whatever they got, SoundClick or whatever, SoundCloud and all of that stuff. So we do things offline that you probably know and never hear about and stuff like that. So, you know, come go with me. That's the track, but just listen to it. You know, we did a lot of sample. We sample a lot of stuff, man, and we just recycle it and sanctify it to the Lord our God. And it's talking about just come go with me. Because, you know, Teddy P was talking about come go to my place. We're like, nah, come go with me. Don't go to his place. Come go with me. Let's go to the church. Let's go to the church, man. Let's go to the church. Let's go get washed. Let's go get clean. So that's what it is. So check out Come Go With Me. Flow With Me.
Wow. All right, Dons and Divas, here's another one by Faith Walker, Come Go With Me. Remember where you heard it first, GQ Palace.
love and entertainment.
Da, 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 da.
Butterfly.
Yeah, Butterfly.
This is a GQ Palace exclusive.
Da, 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 da.
Yeah.
In the field. Go with me, man.
I'm running this race, seeking his face. God is so good, open up, take a taste. Come go with me, yeah, faith, I wanna ride.
Come flow with me,
living water inside.
Got my eyes to the hills,
which come with my help. It started to rain, just the drops, what I felt.
Come go with me,
yeah, faith, I wanna ride.
Come flow with me,
living water inside.
Come and follow me, son, as I follow Christ Jesus. Eternal life paid, maxed out like a visa. I'm looking for the church, and I search, have you seen her? No spot, no blemish, broke my heart, misdemeanor. Come roll with me, go with me to the holy place. The workers of iniquity, lost them on my face. You see me as I shine, refining God's mountain. The rushing wind quickens the flow, ignites the fountain. Bouncing in the church, I thirst, release the hurt. We send them out 2x2's division birth. I walk in kingdom principles, better tell your principles. Rebuking all spirits, clear it out from my visuals. I got the new wine, left the old man behind. It's time to decree, take on the Christ mind. And this is what I find with the eyes of the blind. Let's lay in
go
the
with me, man.
Years at a time.
I'm running this race, seeking his face. God is so good, open up, take a taste.
Come go with me,
yeah, faith, I wanna ride.
Come flow with me,
living water inside.
Got my eyes to the hills,
which come with my help. It started to rain, just the drops, what I felt.
Come go with me,
yeah, faith, I wanna ride.
Come flow with me,
living water inside.
Don't feel like being lonely tonight, the time's right. I cloud by day, fill a fire by night. I can feel it in the air, my promise right there. It's the glory in the coming of God is right here. I'm smoking the bear, putting out forest fire. I'm walking through the wilderness, shut up a real fire. Inspiring my bones, baptized through his suffering. Touch not the anointed son of God, never fluttering. Rough within level, ain't the law in the letter. Christ brought the spirit, took the old, made it better. Better never gamble, life was a shambles. Submit yourself to God, hell too hot to handle. Lift up the candles, the light on the hill. Suffer with the people of God, ignore the thrills. I gotta keep it real in the way you make me feel. I ask on my chest, a blessed man of steel. A sermon in a song, think you got it going on. Who blinded to the truth, hate to be dead wrong. It's only going gone, for the tears of my lawn. King of God, not familiar, rising in the dawn. Used to be a pawn, now I walk in the victory, the form of Gilead, the doctor, the remedy, a Mount Moriah, Moses looking in the fire. I yield to the spirit so the flesh won't tire. From Gigolo to Jesus, a man in transition. This is our mega waters, war field on a mission. Conditioned by pain, so Christ broke the chains. So more than least,
go with me, man.
I know my name.
I'm running this race, seeking his face. God is so good, open up, take a taste.
Come go with me,
yeah, faith, I wanna ride.
Come flow with me,
living water inside.
Got my eyes to the hills,
which come with my help.
It started to rain, just the drops, what I felt.
Come go with me, yeah, faith, I wanna ride.
Come flow with me,
living water inside.
Go with me, man.
I'm running this race, seeking his face. God is so good, open up, take a taste.
Come go with me,
yeah, faith, I wanna ride.
Come flow with me,
living water inside.
Got my eyes to the hills,
which come with my help.
It started to rain, just the drops, what I felt.
Come go with me, yeah, faith, I wanna ride.
Come flow with me,
living water inside.
Take a ride. I'm feeling that. Faith Walker, you still there?
Yes, sir. Come go with me, Rich. Come go with me, man.
Oh, I thought I lost you for a minute. I was like, hey, what's going on?
Nah. I was up here vibing a little bit, man. I had the phone muted. My bad.
Now, in three words, describe Faith Walker.
Three words?
Mm-hmm.
Let me see. Three words to describe me. Persevere. Try. Test it. If I can throw in a visible word, it'd be God approved.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Not man approved, God approved.
Hey. Now, what's the next step, Faith Walker?
Man, the next step, man, I think I'm learning balance, man, because I'm a man of God, I'm a preacher. All right. Shout out to my apostle Kenneth White, New Covenant Ministries. I'm a preacher, I'm a teacher. And I'm also a producer, and I'm also an artist, and I'm also an author, and I'm also a poetess. And I think when God has given you so much to give to his people, I think it's just been very important that you learn how to juggle that and balance that all out, because, you know, you can neglect key areas of your life like family, you know, your seeds and everything. And, you know, shout out to my son, Trizzy. Shout out to Trenton. How you doing? No, he tuning in. Shout out to Goose Creek High. I think that's the thing, man. Just knowing how to, because I mean, David, he was a king, prophet, and a psalmist. So I mean, just learning how to manage all that, you know.
Now, do you have any up and coming shows at the moment, or are you just relaxing right now?
I'm relaxing, man. I know Warfield. We got this on. We got this thing coming up on 46. On 46, I don't know the name of the function, but I know Warfield Records is hosting it out there on Hilton Head Island. I believe it's off of 46, something around that area. You got to contact Warfield Records. Look on Facebook, Roderick Johnson. Check him out, and he'll give you all the information how to get there. It's going down. Warfield Records, Full Blooded, Bo Leezy, Do Rags, and we're gonna get it happening. You know, I've been invited to come out. I've been invited to come out to the club and do some songs, but I'm praying on that. You know, I'm praying on that. You know what I mean? I ain't been in the club since I used to do, you know, gangster rap and stuff like that. So to go back in there, I'm going to have to take my prayer warriors up there with me, and we're going to, you know, do what we do and leave.
Okay. I definitely feel you on that one. Now, I want you to give everybody your information, you know, let them know how they can hear the songs, you know, they want to get the songs, if you want to do that, you know, the YouTube video,
I know they got the Dance with Deja. They got the Dance with Deja up. They got the mixtape out. Two songs of the mixtape, Demon Killer Gorilla.
That's what I mean, Faith. You got me blindfolded, man. What's the mixtape? Tell us about the mixtape, man.
I'm humble, man. Praise the Lord. I got the Demon Killer Gorilla mixtape. You know what I'm saying? It's some songs, man. We touch everything, man. We touch Ply's track. We did the Shorty over. That's on YouTube, the Shorty Christian remix. We also did the Helpmate. It's a remix of the Lloyd Banks Help song. That's on YouTube. So you just type in I think Shorty Christian remix and Helpmate. You type that in and you just look for it, Faith Walker. And you know what I'm saying, the mixtape, man, I believe you can go to I think it's New Testament Praise at soundclick.com. So you type in New Testament Praise, you get your free downloads. You go there. Also check out the Wordplay too. Shout out to KL Belvin, Tiffany Belvin, Braxton Belvin, Wordplay too. You know what I mean? So the album coming out, we changed it from South Christian Lana. It's going to be Foundations of the Spirit. So, you know what I mean? And so that's how we're going to come. That's how we're coming. So definitely, man. And if you need to reach me, you go through Brother KL, Braven Publishing, you know, 646-303-6264. That's 646-303-6264. Also got the Interpraisement. KLHP.blogspot.com page. You know, KL, he posts for me. You know what I'm saying? You know, I mail him the information. He goes in and puts it up. So, he runs that. So, if you need to leave your thoughts, just show your love on that page. So, that's what we got going on, man. And I got the Egypt, the Canaan mixtape. That's on soundcloud.com/New Testament Praise. So, you can go check that out. The album hopefully will be out before the end of this year. And we also got a book in the works. You know what I mean? Journey of My Life Story. From, you know, running through various, being a whoremonger, you know what I'm saying, having kid after kid, going in the church, then going in the church and then trying to bring the same mentality from the streets into the church till the Lord checked me real hard, then allow me to then going through incarceration for a crime I didn't do, and then, you know, just a whole bunch of garbage, man. But I wouldn't change it because I grabbed so much jewels out of it, man, and I became so much wiser, and I'm able to be a blessing to people, man. I wouldn't change nothing. Shout out to my haters. I love you. You keep me praying. Keep doing what you do.
Well, you know, Faith, it's been an honor having you on. You know you're welcome back anytime. It's never a problem. All you got to do is let us know. Boom, and you back on the air.
Oh, yeah.
You got exclusives and all that.
Man, you can come to the palace if you want to.
All right. Yeah, shout out to Faith Walker of Audience P for that GQ Palace theme song. You know, that's the thing.
Y'all need
song.
To get that.
I had to be selfish. I had to tell my team I had to be selfish because that's only for the love of entertainment things. But it got all the shows on it. So after this episode, you will be hearing it. That's by Faith Walker and Roddy S. P. It's the GQ
Roddy
College
P.
Theme.
Warfield ENT.
No doubt. But Faith, you know, you're welcome back anytime. It's never a problem. All you got to do is hit me up.
Oh, no doubt.
All right.
Salute you, Rich.
Salute back at you, fam.
All right, man.
All right. Faith Walker, Dons and Divas. Well, that's it for tonight's show. Like I told y'all, we're going for 2 hours tonight. Next week will be a repeat. June 7th. Is when we start back all over again, regular time, regular schedule episodes and everybody and everything. I want to thank all the callers, the listeners, the guests, but most of all, I want to thank the man above, because without him, none of this will be possible. Don't forget, we got Spiritual Sunday from 7 to 9 with Lavina Polite, bringing you the most powerful minister, evangelist, elders, pastors. You got Minister Arthur L. Weathersby opening prayer, and Minister Miller, Cheryl Miller, closing in prayer on Sunday, 7 to 9. On Monday, 7 to 9, you got Love, Life, and Loyalty with Seth Dallas. That is adult only. No children for that episode. On Tuesday, from 8 to 10, you have GPS, GQ College Sports with the Mayor, bringing you the bigger picture in sports, doing it hard body karate, like you say. That's Tuesday, 8 to 10. On Wednesday, going down hard, you got the Diva Squad, Rachel and T, discussing their grown and sexy topics and playing the hottest old and new slow jams and R&B from 7 to 9. Right after the Diva Squad, you got comedian Rakim Chick Singleton in the building with Fallout Comedy from 9 to 10. So make sure you tune in on Wednesdays. Thursdays, you got Reality and Relationship with KL and Tiffany Belvin. Discussing reality, things that's going on in reality, filling you in with the latest news that's going on around in the world today, and discussing relationships to give you that truth to the matter feedback. Then on Friday, you're back here with Rich Money. But don't forget, the 31st will be a repeat episode. We'll be back on the 7th with new episodes and a special guest for y'all. Y'all have a safe and blessed weekend. I'm your host, Rich Money. This is GQ Palace. Love and entertainment.
It's butter, baby!
For sure.
never was the truth that I hurt you. Run and go and tell them haters it's your curfew. If the palace royalty is a virtue, you can come to the palace if you want to. My crew's thorough is the truth that I hurt you. Run and go and tell them haters it's your curfew. If the palace royalty is a virtue,
walk from Reno to Stepson to the palace. Better check your matters for fine divine status. Not average, Dunny, I'm rich money. A king among men from sin to pure ugly. Hug me, polite, Levine, I spit wine. And turn them back to water, your order, order mine. Reality, relationships, you better get a grip. KL and Tiffany, the magnificent. God omnipotent, Sunday spiritual. I'm so polite when I answer if you're miserable. So visual, the mayor, the player. I press the rose from my garden cause my heat's there. New York Nixon, my queen is a vixen. 1257, now if you're glisten. Love's like loyal, my point is pure oil. My phone keeps ringing from dudes, I'm spoiled.
You can come to the palace if you want to. My crew's thorough is the truth that I hurt you. Run and go and tell them haters it's your curfew. If the palace royalty is a virtue, you can come to the palace if you want to. My crew's thorough is the truth that I hurt you. Run and go and tell them haters it's your curfew. If the palace royalty is a virtue.
Love, entertainment, I name it and I claim it. Bring the gulf on that turnstile, untainted. A messenger of light, I'm sitting to the night. My poetry is pain, Eric Ben Ross right. Step into Dallas, I educate Alice. Old school to new school, playing pure ballad. Divinely inspired, birth to approve. This is a diva squad on the move. Rachel and DC, gotta take it easy. Start to feel good, real good when you need me. Rich money I rhyme, survive all your lives. Most high too good, so I keep staying high. Why parable, GQ, non-comparable. Out of line, disconnect, won't even air the fool. Street apostle, far from a fossil. Make a major move, GQ, it's colossal.
You can come to the palace if you want to. My crew's thorough is the truth that I hurt you. Run and go and tell them haters it's your curfew. If the palace royalty is a virtue, you can come to the palace if you want to. My crew's thorough is the truth that I hurt you. Run and go and tell them haters it's your curfew. If the palace royalty is a virtue, you can come to the palace if you want to. My crew's thorough is the truth that I hurt you. Run and go and tell them haters it's your curfew. If the palace royalty is a virtue, you can come to the palace if you want to. My crew's thorough is the truth that I hurt you. Run and go and tell them haters it's your curfew. If the palace royalty is a virtue.